Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. Today, partly sunny with a high near 79. Tonight, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low around 64. And on Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 80. And in the news for today and our continuing coverage of candidates and issues for the upcoming August 9th primary election. Thus far, we have reviewed candidates for the U.S. Senate position currently held by Republican Ron Johnson, also the race for Wisconsin governor, and the campaigns for current office holder Democrat Tony Evers, and also one of the two leading Republican challengers, Rebecca Clefish. Today, we focus on Tim Michaels. According to public domain site Wikipedia, Michaels is an American politician and multimillionaire businessman from Brownsville, Wisconsin. He co-owns and co-manages Michaels Corporation, a family-owned and operated construction company. Michaels has 12 years of active service as an airborne ranger infantry officer in the U.S. Army, where he earned the rank of major. In 1998, Michaels made a bid for the state Senate and received 30% of the vote in the Republican primary, losing to incumbent Senator Scott Fitzgerald. Michaels challenged Russ Feingold in 2004 for the U.S. Senate. The military veteran Michaels strongly supported the Iraq War. Feingold pointed out Michaels' political inexperience. Michaels lost the general election to Russ Feingold, 55% to 44%. In his current campaign for Wisconsin governor, Michaels has the endorsement of former President Donald Trump, despite that his challenger Clefish is also right-wing and supports the current Republican agenda as an anti-abortion gay marriage and takes a strong stance on border security and immigrants' rights. Michaels also received the endorsement of former Governor Tommy Thompson, the state's longest-serving governor. In their debate on Sunday with the three leading Republican candidates, Michaels gave a laundry list of changes he'd make to the state's election laws, largely based on the numerous places Republicans have alleged are vulnerable to fraud. Those included private grant money to help municipalities manage the election process that came from a group partially funded by Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg, and a practice that allows people who are unable to leave their homes to vote absentee, that according to the Wisconsin Examiner. I will make sure that we have election integrity, no more Zuckerbergs, no more out-of-state billionaires coming in and taking over our election process, said Michaels, again, who is a millionaire who until recently lived in Connecticut. No more unmanned ballot boxes, no more ballot harvesting, and no more indefinitely confined status, Michaels said at the debate. Michaels reiterated his opposition to any expansion of exemptions to the state's abortion ban. On tax cuts, he said, quote, he would treat the government like his business and do a top-to-bottom review of every government agency to see if any of them can be eliminated. Michaels also discussed his plan to incentivize high school students who get education in skilled trades rather than attending a four-year university. But when also asked repeatedly, he refused to answer whether those incentives would be available to undocumented immigrants in Wisconsin under the DACA program, even though the lobbying groups he used to run advocated against a bill that would have prevented companies that employ undocumented immigrants from getting government contracts. Again, that according to the Wisconsin Examiner. The primary elections are set for Tuesday, August 9th. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.